Is there someone in your life who you really want to see come to Jesus? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have a very close family member who has been far from God for a long, long, long time, pretty much their whole life. And I know that my dad has had many conversations with them about faith, but for a really long time, it didn't really seem to be going anywhere. They would kind of seem to get it, but then it just, again, wouldn't go anywhere. Well, about 6 months ago, this person came to my dad and just said, "Hey, I want to go to church with you guys." And since then, we have seen an amazing change in their life. And today's Devo just reminded me of this beautiful testimony, and I think you'll see why. It's called "We Are Seed Planters, Not Seed Growers" by Rachel Waringa. When I was in middle school, I made friends with a girl named Mackenzie. We were complete opposites. I was pretty reserved and she was super outgoing, but we were immediate friends. We were in most of the same classes and extracurriculars together, and we hung out a lot. We were besties. But there was one thing that bothered me in our friendship. Mackenzie wasn't a Christian. I desperately wanted her to know the love of Jesus, especially because she had a tough life at home. Her parents were divorced and her dad had previously abused her. I wanted her to experience the life-changing love that can only be found in Jesus. So I began to plant seeds by talking about my faith a lot. I'm sure I was even annoying about it at times. Mackenzie kindly listened to everything I said and even came with me to a girls' small group on occasion. But she never decided to follow Jesus. I was disappointed, feeling like I must not have explained the Bible well enough or described who Jesus is correctly. I put so much pressure on myself to be the reason Mackenzie would trust in Jesus. Mackenzie and I naturally drifted apart when we got older and went to different colleges. But we remained friends and occasionally checked in on each other. I continued praying for Mackenzie, and a few years ago, she decided to follow Jesus. Maybe you're like me. You put too much pressure on yourself to do what only God can do. You and I can't change hearts. Only God can. While we can, and should, plant seeds of the gospel by sharing about our faith in Jesus and how he died and rose again to save us, ultimately, God is the one who causes those seeds to grow. It's all him. In the meantime, we can continue to boldly share our faith and pray that God will grow the seeds we faithfully planted. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. God calls us to plant seeds of the gospel and also to water the seeds others have planted. What does it look like to do this well? Have you seen God grow any seeds you've planted? When it comes to sharing about your faith, are there any places you're putting too much pressure on yourself? How could it be freeing to know that God invites us to plant seeds, knowing we'll plant imperfectly, and he is earnestly pursuing people with his steadfast love and kindness? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 3:6, "I, Paul, planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, as well as Luke chapter 15 and Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. You didn't hear it today, but today's Devo is packed with tons of amazing scripture. To get all of the possible scripture to dive as deep as possible, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app from any major Play Store and check out the questions section of today's Devo. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called "God of Summer" with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.